And they, that, now did you had wagons,
Yeah. And whenever they took an auction to fence, they had, they went to the woods and cut down, there was part of the time, it was old, hickory trees, and they made a maul, what we called a maul, instead of using a hammer, they mauled us, used the maul to drive the hose for ya.
I see, and now the, and they used a wagon, you know, to go take, now, what would you call that part of the wagon that went up between the horse?
Same as you heard that, baby.
How about with a buggy, did they ever have buggies?
Yeah.
The part that goes up on either side of the horse on the buggy?
That was called a shy, the buggy shy.
And on the wheel, the part of the outside part of the wheel, the metal part of the ground, it actually touches the ground.
That was called a rim.
And then the rim was attached to the...
I sure did call that in the time, now what did he call that, I sure didn't say call that in the time. The wheel board ain't long, the spokes wasn't it.
Well, the spokes are attached to these things.
And then, let's see, what was it he called that, he called that, I sure did call that, I could...
Look, then when the wheels put together in pieces like this.
Yeah.
And those were attached.
I sure did call it,
Oh, fella?
Yeah.
A feller?
Your dad called it a man.
A feller?
Many a time, but I can't think of what it was.
You've never heard it called a feller, though?
No.
Okay, or a feller band, or...
No.
The part of the wagon that the horses actually pull them.
That was called a hitch to, where they hitched them up, I think.
Yeah, well... That's the one that each horse pulls. And then the flail trees are attached to a big one that goes all the way across.
That's called a big swing tree.
Which one of those words sounds right?
A clevis is what we always called it.
All right, and then if you're getting logs out of a field, you know, or a tree.
We always just call that logs, and they take the horses and log in, right?
You might say logs, you might say logging them out, or you might say
sometimes they say I'm going to drag them out.
Okay, and so drag them out, out of there. You ever hear them call it stinking logs out? I've never heard that before. I don't think somebody mentioned that yesterday. But if you were just going back and forth to the, say, to a lumber mill or something with logs, you might say you were
hauling them.
Yeah. And then I wish you'd tell me about the kinds of plows that you used.
We just used an old turning plow, one horse turning plow.
You use that same kind of plow on the hills and everything.
Yeah. And they always make the old riding horses that they drug their fields down there and put the teeth in. And I've helped to make them into one of these.
Those are the kind with the...
Yeah, they're not like they are now. But, you know, they've got these here horns that got the teeth built in. You can buy them.
The kind you're talking about is shaped like a vase.
We used to make them all the time.
And the part of the wheel that goes, the part of the wagon that goes to the two wheels,
that's called a spoke.
Well, it goes, from one wheel to the other. The wheels are here, and then that thing that goes across.
That's a spoke. That's what they call a spoke. Yeah, that's a spoke.
And when they saw a log with a cross-cut saw, for example, they sometimes put the log up on a thing that's shaped like an X.
That was called a... I think what that's called, too. I should have been told that a minute ago.